What struck us most, I think, was the situation of what they call the displaced people. Those are really internal refugees, people who have been driven from their homes by the war. An armed group will have come to a small farm and maybe murdered one of the family, and the rest of the family will have grabbed together a few belongings and fled, and eventually they will have got to some town, and they will have found their way to probably the church first, because they're the most efficient providers of relief.
Your visit came just after the president asked the church to act as a mediator in the peace negotiations with the left-wing rebels. What do you think is the importance of this move?
I think its main significance is in allowing people to say the unsayable, to think the unthinkable, and that concept that was unthinkable is peace, because previously, of course, the government had insisted that the only way to deal with the guerrillas was to bomb them, if you like, to the negotiating table. And this offer by the government came 2 weeks after the president of the bishops' conference in Colombia, Archbishop Luis Augusto Castro, said that the government military strategy was like trying to put out a fire with petrol. The Colombians had had 3 years of this strategy, and it had got them nowhere.